That'll be $15.99.
Oh, could you also wrap it, please? It's a Christmas present.
Of course, that'll be...
In the pink wrapping paper, please.
Of course, that'll be...
With a red bow.
Mm-hmm. That'll be $19.99 then.
Here you go. You can keep the change.
Oh.
Well. Let it never be said that Carmen Gatto doesn't give the best of all Christmas presents. I have standards, even for a game of Secret Santa. Or Secret Gruula, I suppose. Now I only need to... Ouch! What was that? Oh my god, my present! Wait, you fucking thief! There's a thief! Watch out, everybody!
Did he steal from you too? Odd-looking man. Very small.
Yes, but it's so weird. He completely disregarded my purse and went straight for my present.
Same here. I was just about to dig into my burger when he suddenly snatched it from me. Why would he? Damn! I can't see him anymore.
I see him. He's over there by the corner. 2 o'clock.
You seem like you'd be handy in a fight. Let's go then. I'm Sarah, by the way. Sarah Fan.
Peter! Jamie!
Well, that's an unusual... Oh.
Carmen! Weirdest thing, a minuscule man just went past us and stole Jamie's present, and I really... Oh no.
What's going on?
He couldn't have. How? No way!
Pete, hey, calm down. What's the problem?
He must have stolen my present, too.
Well, I guess now we all have a reason to pay the bastard back. He's over there!
How dare you!
Wow, that's some fighting spirit. Seuss's jester.
The four brave adventurers gave chase and followed the mysterious thief through street after street, crowd after crowd, and bridge after bridge. When they finally reached their destination, Carmen was no longer wearing heels. Sarah, the shortest of the group, had barely been able to keep up and stood on Jamie's longboard, and Peter was swimming in sweat inside his woolen Christmas sweater. The thief had just disappeared into the thick of the crowd.
Where are we?
I think we're at campus, right? I mean, those are the lecture halls, and that looks like the campus Christmas market, but somehow something...
Yeah.
Welcome, welcome. We lit Christmas apple for good luck. It's custom in my home.
Professor Gruula, you have a candy apple and a knife stole here?
Who is Gruula? I am Grey Lady. Lady of the market and seller of apples and knives. Bring good luck, the apples. Knives not so much. You are searching for something, yes?
How did you know?
You have look in your eyes and empty space in your hands. Shoot field space. With apples.
Well, we're looking for a thief about this high, so if...
The Grey Lady has seen him. I will tell you all if you invest in luck first. You will need. I know it.
What a clever marketing strategy. How much are they then? I haven't had a candy apple in ages.
Oh, me either.
They are free, technically.
Technically?
Technically, I will need to know what presents it is you are looking for. Describe present with one word without using present word. Then I will grant passage.
I thought this was about apples.
An apple is December. December is passage.
Oh my god, I've had it up to here with this metaphysical bullshit. I mean, this is definitely Professor Gruula, right? Is this part of the course?
I don't know, but she does seem to know a lot about the market.
I know a lot about markets. I can help.
All right, then. My present is... what's the word again? Resurgent.
Very brave. Have apple.
I'm a lot more excited about this than I should be. It's so good.
Me. I want to go next. My present is... focus?
Like you. Have apple.
Oh, I haven't felt this Christmassy in years.
Oh, what's the harm? Then my present is... harmony.
Interesting. Yes, I will give apple.
Well, I'd do pretty much anything to get my present back, so... Troth?
So honest. Have Big Apple, boy.
Ah, it is really good. So refreshing.
Yes, I am. Carmen?
Hmm?
Carmen, look.
What is it? What the hell?
Pete, there you are. I was just gone after I ate the apple and I ended up here. It smells so good, but everything is so...
Very different.
Have any of you ever seen one of these creatures before?
The Christmas market stretched out before them, a cacophony of lights and cheerful chatter, homey and inviting, and yet something was off. The creatures perusing the market and pushing their wares at the stalls were very small and round all of a sudden. Some of them sported massive beards, while others were wearing ridiculously large hats. Their laughter sounded vaguely like millions of tiny bells, and they moved in a free and bouncy manner, as if gravity was a mere suggestion rather than a requirement. And the longer our four heroes stared at them, the more it became apparent that there was one thing these creatures were most definitely not: human. Join our four heroes tomorrow as they explore the strange Christmas market and try their hand at finding their presents again. Their adventure has only just begun. Oh, and, you know, public service announcement or whatever, if you listen very closely, right at the end of each episode until December 4, you will notice that there is a certain phrase that keeps repeating itself. It's just two words, and they will reveal where on campus we will wait for you in December 5 with a free goodie bag and some holiday cheer, that is. How long is this gonna... 24 days? Jesus Christ, don't... That's right, Jesus Christ to me. Okay, okay. I can do this. You're a professional shingles. I left the microphone. Carmen Gatto was played by Louisa Marie Prack. Sarah Fan was played by Tamara Payer. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Jamie Resnick was played by Dominic Padelter. Professor Grühler was played by Charlotte Zerz. The board cashier was played by Vanessa Maria Garzon Galindo. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The harp was played by Carrie Whitman. This episode was written by Marie-Therese Sauer.